D-Weezy on the track, D-Weezy on the track. Baby boy the prince. Beat time, oh, cast my rope. Extreme entertainment.
This is the way I live. Little boy still pushing big bills. I stack my money, lay low and chill. Don't need to work hard, that's the way I feel. I feel like this is the way I live. Little boy still pushing big bills. I stack my money, lay low and chill. Don't need to work hard, that's the way I feel. I feel like this is the way I live.
All right, boys.
What's going on,
you guys? Dave Jose, you got Tommy the Thomas Carter,
the Tomster,
and then you got John East over here, dude.
John East, not John West.
He's acting real John East for some damn reason. Can't wrap my mind around. He's been ignoring my brother. I don't know if he's leaving him on red. But there's a problem going on, dude.
Nah, me and your brother talked about it.
He just wants to know, is you in or is you out?
I know, yeah. And I mean, in my defense, I was in a couple like group chats, you know, so I see Ed, I'm thinking like, oh, this is...
In a group chat.
Yeah, in a group chat.
I don't want to read that, even though it might make me laugh.
It's a possibility, yeah.
No, in his fairness, yeah. He's in a group chat with me, my brother, and six other strangers, I think.
Yeah, six guys I've never met before.
Yeah, they're all great guys.
I'm not calling them shitty people or anything.
He did, and it was crazy. We almost got into it. If it wasn't so icy, we might have wrestled, but neither one of us want to hurt ourselves right now. Let's wait till spring.
Yeah, it's like, I got to work, man.
But John's wish came true. None of us are going to Eagle River.
Damn, you can't go either.
It got canceled.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it said No, it got canceled, but because they're like, we're getting fucking warm weather. It's not going to be safe to skate, guys.
No, what I'm saying is I hate that for you guys.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm very sad about it.
But so this happened this afternoon?
Today, like.
Wow.
Maybe this morning. I don't know what time you and Ed exchanged texts, but...
Well, it was probably around...
You got the notification of the group chat, but in your fairness, that happened, and then I was like, son of a motherfucking bitch, or something like that. And other people were like, damn, that sucks. So there was
I'm sorry, guys.
15 texts that came through.
Yeah. Ed, if you're listening, I'm sorry, buddy. They got canceled wholeheartedly.
John's wish came true.
It wasn't John Boy's
wish.
No
one's going to hear
it. It wasn't John East.
John East wished.
John Eastwood was not wishing for Eagle River to get canceled.
Yeah.
He was not wishing for that.
He was like, if I can't go, nobody can go. That's what John East was doing. John West would never do that.
Yeah, John
I
East.
I love John West.
Yeah, John West, he's awesome. But John East, he's that alter ego. He's like Hyde. It's like a.
He goes, Jekyll I wish.
And Jekyll and Hyde.
He goes, I wish all the ice would melt. But he didn't take into consideration even the northern ice is included in all the ice. You know? John East doesn't get how to do wishes properly.
Yeah, I don't. And, I mean, shit, I've watched enough of those movies. Like, The Wish always goes terribly wrong somehow.
Yes. So. I learned a good valuable lesson from Community. Like, whenever they're... Abed and Troy are throwing their pennies in the wishing well. So, you know, Troy's girlfriend's like, I can do that with you. She's like, I wish to end all wars. He's like, whoa, you can't do like blanket statements like that.
Yeah.
She's like, who's against all wars ending? He's like, Star Wars, like Storage Wars. Like, he's just, you know, he's like, and I was like, damn, no. Yeah, if you think
Robot Wars.
If you think, like, I think Storage Wars might have been the last one, but yeah, Robot Wars, I think, was in there. He's like, think of all the war, like, you know.
That's going to be ending, dude.
It's like, oh, that is an interesting way to think about wishing as far as,
yeah,
like, how literal is it?
These people aren't going to have that entertainment now.
John goes, I wish all ice would melt. And so Johnny said, all ice melt. And then... He didn't think all ice in East Tennessee.
And then the world floods and we all die.
Well, John East said that, not John West.
It sounds like we got John West back today, and I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, I love you guys. But yeah, John East is an evil motherfucker.
You take too many days off work, you become John East.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
I'm ignoring everybody.
He got so sick of the fucking snow and ice, he fucking wished it all away.
He wouldn't even answer me in person.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave would say hi.
Do you need a beer?
Crickets.
Yes. And then I'd go sit down. He goes, thanks for grabbing me one. I go, John West. He goes, and then he'd look at me like, oh, it's East.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's like John East, like he wears like a fucking eye patch, like he's a pirate.
Something, dude. Yeah. One eye contact and an eye patch. Did you get eye surgery? No. I'm John East. I was like, oh, shit.
The closest thing I can compare it to is like The Shining. Have you guys seen the movie The Shining?
I don't know if I've ever actually seen it.
I was just up in the house too long with the ice around me.
Yeah.
I felt like I was at the Overlook Hotel in Colorado.
You thought you were winning.
I thought I was Jack Nicholson at the end. That's when I became John East.
You started smoking cigars.
Yep. I started smoking cigars.
I know he does it in real life. I don't know if he does it in the movie, but... You don't become the character from The Shining, you just become Jack Nicholson.
But yeah, Tommy was taking a shower one day, and I opened the shower curtain, and I was like, here's Johnny. He didn't like that. That didn't really happen, but...
Tommy got hard AF.
It got me off.
John East was thinking about it, though.
Dude, John East is a dangerous man. I don't like him.
The Wild World, that's who fucking slept in your bed.
Yeah, that wasn't me, dog. That was John East. That was the guy that...
John East is like, this was just right.
Sleeping nude in fucking Bo's room.
Yeah. Knocked his fan over. John East don't like fans.
Dude, turns out, dude, yeah. Ed stumbled onto something. Dude, John East is a real kid. Like, he comes up from time to time.
Yeah. Like once every 3-4 months, you know.
Who's that scrounging in the living room? Who's that in my bed? John East.
Who's that kicking fans over and leaving their monkey head underwear on the floor? That's John East.
Who's that doing barrel rolls in my motherfucking Fourier at the 919?
Thinking... He's motherfucking Mel Gibson from The Lethal Weapon as John East. That was great.
John East gets after it.
Yeah.
But he got what he wanted. R.I.P. Eagle River. I'm so sad.
I'm very sorry about that.
It does suck, man.
I'm sorry, seriously.
No, yeah, it was when I was like, fuck. Like, I was literally this weekend, like, I'm going to go get my hand warmers. I'm going to fucking, I might even buy a new set of thermals. Make sure I got enough warm shit, you know, like.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it does fucking suck, but we talked about like Ed even said, "Hey, let's drive the vans down to Louisville, Nashville. Dare I say Knoxville?" And I was like, "Dude, Knoxville party!" Mm-hmm. Somebody in the group was like, "Never been." I'm like, "Dude," and he's like, "We can all come down to Knoxville party for hang out for a few days, you know."
Mm-hmm.
Just still have like I fucking love these guys, John. That's why I wanted you to go so bad. And that's why Ed wanted you to go so bad. Is like. You're not going to be a bad person out of the bunch. You're going to have so much fucking fun.
Is it too late? Like, is there a league going on right now at the Ice Arium?
I mean, we couldn't join the league. We might at best be like, hey, guys, we got 7 of us. I can hit up some Knoxville buds and be like, if we can rent the ice on, maybe rent the ice on a
Saturday. Or maybe you do, like, your own tournament.
Maybe not somehow. A tournament, but even like, all right, hey, we'll rent the ice for fucking 2 hours and... Yeah. Out there scrimmage bullshit. You know?
Still have a good time. Yeah.
You know, right. Get on the ice, but for the most part, like, just see. That's part of it is, like, you know, we work hard on the ice. We want to fucking win. We typically do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just towards the end. It's like, fuck, that team from New York is better than us. God bless it.
Yeah.
But you're still. It's
good play hard, everyone, too, though.
You work hard, play hard. Yeah, we play very hard. We play hard in the ice, but we're also like, dude, drinking beer, like, fucking ski. I have been, buddy. It's been years since I, you know, it's a good hang, good catch up, all that shit. But yeah. So you still might get the bra hang without even having to leave
this
area.
Yeah.
Tommy, you can get crazy with us, too.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. I'm trying to convince him, like, I still have the time requested off.
Mm-hmm.
I have thought, like, all right, maybe I'll still go to work Wednesday and Thursday, and if the boys get down, like, Thursday night or Friday, like, yeah, fucking, you know, I'm keeping that Monday off work.
That's so nice to me. Like, I literally talked to your brother this morning, and then...
Probably
within it might have been, like, an hour after that they canceled.
I'd have to look at my phone, but it could have damn well been. Wow. Within the hour. Like,
that's crazy,
bro. And the guy we just picked up. Because, you know, Ed couldn't play because of his shoulder.
Oh, so you guys filled that seventh position.
Like, yeah.
So,
of the teammates was like, found this new guy, you know.
Yeah.
We're texting, like, he's a hockey player. It's like, all right, he's, you know, the guy that found him was like, hey, you know, I've played hockey with this guy for a minute, blah, blah, blah. Like, good dude. We're like, all right, fuck yeah. He lives in Eagle River, so it's like, oh.
Oh, that's
he can come hang out at the carriage house. If he wants, or if he's like, I'm going to go home.
I'm just going to play.
I get that, you know. But so it would have been a good player. But, yeah, it was like, all right, we got a fucking full team. Mm-hmm. We're literally 2 weeks out to the day, right? Mm-hmm. No, 1 week out. We're leaving fucking next Tuesday's the... No, it's 2 weeks out.
2 weeks from...
2 weeks from...
Or yeah. Three. I thought it was 3 weeks from...
No, because we got... This weekend is... The finals for the divisions, right, for football. And then the week after is the break, and then it's... We're Super Bowl weekend.
So it's, the 14th, Tommy?
No, it's like the fucking 11th or something.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm sorry, man, wholeheartedly.
No, it stinks.
All jokes aside, like, I'm, you know... That got canceled.
Yeah, no, it fucking stinks. But again, I'm still staying hopeful with like the boys being like, all right, we'll fucking drive. I even said like, dude, if y'all want to cancel the van, so that's one less expense. It would be sick if a bunch of the Michigan boys came down. Like, they'd probably get a hotel in like downtown Knoxville or some shit near it. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude, let's fucking hang out.
Let's go.
And we might possibly. It's not impossible to get. We could rent some ice, or at least find like a Sticks and Pucks to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Tear that shit up.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, who are these guys? Like, we're a pond hockey tournament team. We do pretty well. I haven't particularly won, but some of these guys have been in. You know, they've won the fucking the ship and all that. But
yeah.
Well,
so just go ahead.
No, you first.
Well, what I was gonna say, just to switch gears real quick, like. So, how are we thinking about those lines, dude?
Well, I was going to say this first. You got your phone on you?
Yeah.
I sent you three pictures. Start with the first one. Don't worry, I'll get that later. Blue will hit it and hide it.
His favorite hide spot.
Either we'll pick it up or Blue will.
You said you sent me three in the first. Start with the first one?
Yeah. What's that one?
It's been 66 years.
You want to read it?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. That's you were making sure it was the first one. That was the right one.
Well, you know, and John didn't even realize that he brought that shit up.
Yeah. All right, so it's been 66 years since the Lions won a playoff game on the road. This win came against the 49ers in San Francisco to advance to the 1957 NFL championship
game. Oh, shit.
That was the last time the Lions were NFL champions.
So I think, what was it, a few years later, and maybe the next year? This was before it was called the Super Bowl.
It was early 60s when it started becoming the Super Bowl.
So like 5-6 years later. Yeah. What did that say, 58?
57.
57?
Yeah.
Mm.
So that's what I remember looking that up years ago. I'm like, the Lions never won or been to a Super Bowl. It's like they won an NFL championship, but they've never won a Super Bowl. I'm like, what the hell?
Back in the day, it was split between what, the NFL and what was the other league? The AFL? I don't know. It might have been the AFL, the American Football League, the National Football League.
Yeah, there's more to
it. But it wasn't until what? Johnny Unitas versus
the first Super Bowl was the Packers versus the Chiefs. It was Lombardi when he had fucking Bart Starr.
I remember the picture of the quarterback. I don't remember. I think it might have been from Green
Bart
Bay.
Bart Starr. Yeah.
People were like, yeah, this is him at halftime.
Well, that was him at halftime.
Yeah, that was sports for sports. No, this, I'm pretty sure it was Super Bowl One.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was part started.
But I mean, I've seen other Wilder pictures. Like, I've seen the dude that holds the cigarettes for the basketball players back in like the '70s,
fucking
and 80s.
Marty out there like, in that fucking like long fucking suit coat with the fucking Stetson on. Like,
dude, do you realize how much of a stud I'd have been in pro sports back in those days?
Oh, same.
Like I smoke six drink beer and I'm pretty fast.
I can go for a few minutes without having to get subbed out.
But like, I would have been a goat back then because they'd be like, this guy's smoking and he doesn't even
play
eat
offense,
break.
Defense.
He doesn't even need a break.
Your average football play is 8 seconds. You just got to go hard 8 seconds. That's it.
Who I am now, and this isn't even one of those of knowing what you know thing, like that was fair for the Y2K, but. Like, this is one of those, like, if my body is, you know, right now, 50 years ago, I would be, like, part of that Shane Gillis show. He's 46. He runs a 6-second 40.
He's the best athlete alive.
Best athlete alive. But, like, that would be me. It's like, I'm terrible. but it's like, in hockey, like, I could have done hockey and baseball. Like,
but who?
Back in, like, the 60s and 70s. And
right. You know? But the New York Jets quarterback.
Oh, Namath.
Yeah, Joe Namath. That's what, he played under Bear Bryant. Now he's
canceled.
Well, he's not canceled. He's the second greatest Alabama coach ever.
Yeah.
Because Saban surpassed him.
No, I thought Butch Jones coached at Alabama for a little bit. I thought that's what you're talking about.
He did.
Second best Alabama coach. But
Bear Bryant, he benched Namath because he caught him drinking a beer on the sideline.
That's funny.
Like, during the game.
That's funny that it was, like, at a time where it's like, you guys did this. And Bear's like, I know, but we didn't know any better. Now we do. Like...
Yeah. It's finally starting to get regulated. And like, we're trying to make this like a good game, guys. Like,
you guys drink Gatorade now. I don't know. I hate Florida too.
Like, shit works.
We have to drink Gatorade. It's better than whiskey. All right.
Well, we used to drink Jack Daniels before the games. I think I told you guys that.
Yeah.
But I mean, we couldn't obviously sneak it, you know, during the game. But before the game, we got our field.
You guys weren't like doing. Like on a rainy game.
Take a couple shots.
Passing the bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I smoked weed before one game of high school hockey, and I was like, yo.
We smoked weed before practice.
Now, if I'd done that, that would have helped, but like, and I was still new to weed, mind you, at this point. Like, it wasn't like I was like, I haven't smoked for like 6 months, now it's hockey season. It was like mid-hockey season. I'm like, yes, let's try new things.
Like, yeah, we used to do that for the PPs, the Portland Panthers. Yeah. We smoked weed before practice, and then we drank Jack Daniels
these
before the actual.
Dirty boys, that's how they stole two state titles.
Yeah, right.
They were fucked up, dude. They were on performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah,
they were on THC and Jack Daniels. THC and JD?
We were on two PEDs. Oh. So, come on. What's up? Let's go.
But and guess what? I don't know how many players were doing this, but at least 25% of them also on cocaine. I bet you, maybe 15%. But they would never tell you. They're like, is this guy cool? Like, John West would never do coke. Like,
I never did the coke, the cocaine.
That means you're better off.
But I did know probably
some motherfuckers were doing cocaine.
About six guys, yeah. Just in my class. But
look, I just assumed that number. It turns out I'm completely right. I go about 15 to 25%. You're like, yeah, 16%. I'm like, all right, yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I
will say this. The first class that got us to the state, all of them were doing cocaine.
That's so crazy. Like, I didn't know about cocaine until like after high school. Like, I mean, I knew about cocaine, but like, I, you know, I didn't have any buddies doing it where it was like, oh, we got to.
It is more of an adult drug.
Like Greg is. Well, it's also even a bigger city drug, I guess. Like, the closer you are to a bigger city, the more access you have to. Like, there's. Dan Soder's got the great bit where he's just like, yeah, there's 14-year-old coke rehabilitated kids riding the subway with me. And I'm like, I'm a 33-year-old man. Like, I tell jokes for a living.
Well, you know, back in the day, it was easier for. Or it was more often offered to me than what marijuana is offered me now, without saying.
Well, no you don't matters. Hang out with anybody, so.
Yeah, well, but I mean, you know, even
you hang
back
out with people, you get offered coke a lot. You're like, Jesus Christ, guys.
But even back then, I got offered coke more than marijuana.
Yeah.
When I was a up and coming, you know,
well,
ball buster.
Imagine a coke person being like, "Want some coke?" You're like, "No." They're like, "You want some weed?" You're like, "Yes, actually." You're the first one to ask out of all the coke. Like, no, they only have. If they're doing coke, you bring the weed, they bring the coke.
Yeah. Right, right.
Cocaine's bad. I do consider it. I think anytime you're like snorting shit up your nose, I'm like, it's kind of disgusting.
Yeah. So I had a couple of buddies that used to crush the pills up into it.
So, yeah, I'm like,
dude. Like your Vicodin,
take
your Roxy.
Take pills God intended.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe cut in half. Yeah, you know, I don't know. Maybe that does something else. But
I had some of them. Maybe
snorting. I just don't get me wrong. I've made mad mistakes in life.
Yeah.
But I've learned.
Well, the second.
Like, don't do that, guys.
Well, the second quickest way to your drumstream, to your bloodstream, is if you let it dissolve under your tongue.
No, you got free basis. No.
So, I had some guys do that, like with pills. They would crush them up.
Dude, I had buddies.
Just take it like a goodie powder. Yeah. That's why people snort it, because you crush it up, it's already broke down. Yeah. So when it hits your stomach, it digests quicker and kicks in faster.
Your nose close, like your brain, the bloodstream, all that shit. Now, I had buddies that would take pills, but then they would also take like vitamin C pills or some shit.
Mm.
So, because it helps it kick into the bloodstream quicker.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not kidding you. I don't even know what an ulcer is at 36, and I think I had one.
But I did have one.
But I'm telling these kids at 20 years old, maybe I'm 22, like shortly before I moved out, I'm like, dude, you're already taking pills to get high. Like, relax. Like, no, we got to take these other pills. So these pills
to counteract the pills.
No, to kick in quicker.
Yeah, to help.
I was like, what the fuck? Like,
so vitamin C.
Hey, I'll smoke that joint with you and. I don't think I want to drink here. I'm going to take my beer and go home.
So vitamin C,
I'll smoke a joint with it.
So vitamin C helps them like kick in even faster?
Well, like vitamin C supposedly is like, it kicks into your blood, like it runs through your bloodstream quicker or some shit. Mm-hmm. Like versus water.
Blood or something. So
maybe it's even that. They might have taken blood thinners. And like I was like, dude. I don't hang out with these guys. even before I moved to Tennessee, didn't really hang out with these guys much.
Yeah, we got to word that that's a proclaimer. Like, we got to word that from the jump. But,
I mean, whether I did or didn't matter. It was like, I'm not doing what they're doing. That's why I moved to Tennessee. Was there was one too many friends?
They're doing crazy shit up there.
Kick. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, they're doing crazy shit down here too.
I mean, it's everywhere, but it was just like, these are people I grew up with,
mm-hmm.
and, like, I don't want to do that. Like, I'm literally getting off of probation,
mm-hmm.
and you guys are fucking starting to do Molly and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to. Yeah. Like, it wasn't even, like, a peer pressure thing. Like, they don't have a peer pressure of me. If anything, it was the opposite. Like, they drew circles, like, you can't come in here. You do this, you know, but there was a party I was at, I swear to God. It's one of my friends in Gladwin, their cousins from Detroit are coming up and bringing up Molly. They're selling it at like 200%. Cause like even
markup value.
Dude, it was wild. Cause when I was like, I talked to one of the guys, like, dude, I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
Like, what do you get it for, dog? Cause I, you know, would buy weed in Detroit when I lived in Detroit. It was like, oh, I could buy a fucking quarter of weed for $30, and I can go sell half of that, an eighth, in Gladwin for $30. So I'd buy the quarter for $25, sell the half. So I was like, I could make $5, like,
mm-hmm.
but I was not comfortable as a drug dealer. I was not, not a confident man.
Tell me did you ever slang them?
I sold a little bit of tweeds back in the day, but it wasn't like to make money. So my cousin moved in with me, and he had this hookup with this chick. She would front us like an ounce or two.
I made one drug deal my whole life, and it was the time like, I still had. I'm not gonna name the painkillers, how many was in there, but I still had a bottle from when I broke my foot in high school, right?
Yeah.
And
Tylenol PMs.
So
sorry, I named it.
But So I started working at this company, and I was on third shift with this guy that, you know, I came close with, you know. We got talking about drugs one night, and I tell him, I was like, yeah, I got this with this many in the actual thing, you know.
You started making white rap song or something?
Yeah, but
I don't even know who drugs.
No, but
people that used to rap about pills?
Yeah, but he goes, you going to take them? I'm like, no. And he goes, how much you want for them?
$1,000.
I was like, $100 billion. No,
and he goes, right. I'll give you $450. You're like, that's even better.
It's more realistic. My next offer was going to be like $20.
I don't know. I have no gauge on
this. So honestly, of course, he knew what it was, and then the street value back in 2002.
Dang.
Of this thing.
You're part of the problem.
I did one.
You're part of the problem.
One deal. I mean, I think I made way less than what I should have, but I was like, fuck it, I'm just getting rid of it.
There was something
I think I made like $200.
What did I leave off with? With the pipe from Detroit, what was I getting after with that? I had a good point. I was driving home.
Oh, wait, say it again.
Talking about, I was like, I could buy weed from Detroit for this much. And
The markup was like 200%.
Oh, so the Molly party.
Yep.
All right. So this guy, a friend's cousin, comes up. People slowly but surely trickle into a bedroom to do Molly. Mm. They're snorting it, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm.
And at a certain point, there's me and one other... We're not doing Molly. Me and one other person out in the living room. Someone I don't particularly know. Yeah. I was like, why aren't you in the room? Mm-hmm. They're like, I don't do Molly. I was like, and the music and the lights are going on out here. Mm-hmm. They just have a bedroom light on and Molly conversation going on. So at some point, I go... And they crack the door like, who that? I was like, it's Josie. And someone's like, dude, no, Josie's cool.
Yeah, so you need a password.
They go, he told me he wasn't doing it. I was like, I'm not. But I go, everyone's in this room. Mm. Nobody's out here. Y'all can do it out here.
Yeah.
And literally, like, the door opened up.
So they were all, like, trying to hide it from you.
It's almost like when people were doing cocaine. If you ever seen people doing cocaine at a party, where it's like they're trying to hide it. It's like,
they all scatter like
all
cockroaches.
The three of us are doing cocaine. You don't have to hide. Like, we don't want it. That's why we're not in the room.
Three out of the four people. You leave the one guy
like,
that doesn't do it.
You can bring the party back. Bring the family party back. Yeah. I'm not judging any of you guys, Mom.
No, I feel that because I've been in that situation because, like, everybody knew, like, of course, we all, us football players, you know, we partied, like, after we played football with each other.
Some did this, some did that.
They all knew, like, I didn't do, you know, stuff
but
like that.
But it wasn't like 12 people went into a room and you're just, like, playing pool. That's so weird. I don't know. Like,
it's like
guys, do your coke out here. Like, hang out with me still.
When it goes like 6 out of 7, and all of a sudden, oh shit, where everybody go? And then I find them in another room. Like, they change rooms just to do some cocaine.
Well, that was my thing.
And I'm like, dog, hey, like, you can do it in front of me. I don't give a shit.
I get y'all are doing illegal shit. Like, I'm obviously no narc, but like, you literally left me and some. I think the girl might have been came up with. The cousin or one of his friends from Detroit. So it's like she's 3 hours from home, but she's like, I mean, I know these guys do and deal Molly or whatever, but this is literally like, all right, I'm gonna take my Budweiser's and go home.
This is not my vibe.
I've had about 2 years. I think I'm good to drive.
Yeah, same like, my vibe.
Like, damn, I just came over to kick it for a minute, see some friends.
Had
seen
some beers.
Everyone's
up.
In the room. Molly. But no, at some point, I literally, because I was staying with a different friend up the road, but I, like, knock on the door, like, who is it? Like, oh, Joe's at school. I come in there, like, y'all can just party out here. Like, the music and the lights are going. Is that your friend? They're like, oh, yeah. Samantha doing good? I'm like, I guess. I don't know her, like, base levels.
It was almost like being gay. It was almost like being gay back then. Like, you're not going to do it in front of everybody.
But you got to go to... You're the one straight guy at the gay party. Like, y'all can fuck in front of me. I'm not into it, but, like, I know what you're doing. I don't think it was the same.
Yeah.
I don't think they're like, we think he's gay. Let's invite him to the party and see if he makes his way to the room. He's like, you want to come in? Like, no, y'all come out here. I'll just watch. I'm not enjoying watching you do it, but, like, if it makes you happy... I got no squonk.
That was a bad. Yeah, that was bad on my part.
So. No, you guys orgied out. It's just not my. I got sinus problems
right now. That's why. Your soup kitchen.
I got sinus problems. That's why I can't join.
Dirty Dan the boys.
I got a doctor's appointment in the morning. I can't. You know, he'll be able to tell. I was in either orgy or nose molly party.
So I did like at the fucking plasma center how like on the questionnaire it's literally like all the questions are like, are you gay?
Yeah.
Like, have you had sex with a man within this amount of time?
Have you ever
had sex with somebody that's sold their body for drugs or money?
I'm pretty sure. I thought we talked about it on the cast.
Yeah, gay or prostitutes.
I might have talked about it with I was like, dude, these questions are wild.
Yeah, literally, are you gay or have you fucked prostitutes? Like,
did you live in the country in Nigeria between 2007 and 2009?
Because if you did, that was gay.
It was gay.
He caught you there.
The biggest AIDS breakout in history.
Have you ever hung out with Magic Johnson? You're like, well, there was a meet and greet. Like, you're gay, we got you. You're like, wait, what?
You ever been a backup singer for Lil Nas? Did that happen?
Did you wear a boy band t-shirt to high school? Ha-ha! We can't take your blood, it's gay.
Did you dress?
All right, we beat that dead horse. I love to beat a good dead horse. You know me. You know me and my family.
Smoke break.
But
smoke break, people.
I don't know. That's something, Bray. What's got you laughing? What's got you cackling over there?
You white face mountains got cackling.
Dude, it's a real fucking place. All right, they did some Olympic skiing events at White Face Mountain. Okay.
Well, Robert Downey Jr. can keep his, on the other side, but you got your side.
Well, I'm not doing blackface. What the hell? We don't have
video. No, that's not your side. Your side's whiteface.
Whiteface. Oh, I see what you did. Hey, Tommy, I don't know if we ever got the chance to tell you. We were heroes yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You did tell me about it.
Well, pretend we didn't. Goddamn. You act like you know how to radio or something, buddy. So anyways, the neighbor comes and knocks on our door.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he could see John was like cooking food. He goes, I feel bad before you got out there. So anyways, he knocks on the door. He goes, hey, old man is stuck up the road. He's blocking the road.
He sees me cooking my sway from a farm-raised fish fillet from Vietnam.
The back road we talked about last week on the cast, how we have to get to and fro our house because
the road's far.
Our regular road is just Elsa fucking squirted on it. You perverts, that's gross. Don't say
she did. Like she definitely did a number on the road.
She did some. She used her hands probably. Not. Anyways.
Not her fingers.
So he knocks on the door. He goes, hey, can you help me push this guy, into his driveway? Or can you help me get this guy unstuck? He's like, yeah, no problem. He's like, I don't want you to feel obligated or anything to him. I'm like, it's no big deal. I'm just getting ready to watch the greatest documentary of all time. No. You interrupted that. I should have been like, you interrupted the game. But I'll help. I don't think he's into sports. I don't think our neighbor's into sports.
He would
like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, it's fine. I just got to stay off social media for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But he's like, yeah. So I go out there. Hang with them and as we're getting ready to walk. John's like, y'all need my help.
Yep.
I lost my John
West. I'm out of John East mode. I'm back into John West mode.
This was when John West was starting to
come back around.
He was like, I should probably check my text messages. When he agreed to help us push this car out. This was when John East was going south, you know.
Yeah, John East was mad. He's about to go back down under.
John West was about to prevail. And then John East lets the cat out of the house.
Yeah, I did that. So yeah.
He had to get one last move in before.
Well, that's what happened.
John East tricked us. He goes, "I'll be right there, guys. Wink, wink. Yeah. Let me go get different shoes on."
Yep.
Wink, wink. And then I look over, and the Blue Boys on the front porch. I was like, "Oh shit!"
John East was like, "I ain't helping this motherfucker. I'm gonna send Blue to push." That's what he said.
Blue was down to the icicle ramp. But no, like me and Colt were talking, me and the neighbor were talking, and I was like, "Oh damn it, my cat's outside. Hang on." He's like, "Oh, shit." And I gotta let Blue in. And John's coming out, he's like, "Oh shit." I was like, "Yeah, you let him out." He's like, "Bye." I was like, "No big deal. I'm glad Blue, part of this is my fault. I will take blame." And I let Blue,
let him out the one night.
When it was snowing Monday night, last week.
But did John East trick you into doing them?
Maybe.
He was trying to condition Blue through you.
John East goes, "I know I'm about to get some texts that I'm not going to answer. I might as well get this avalanche rolling now." "Dave, you should let your cat outside."
Oh.
I was like, "I should. He's a little cold cat. He loves it."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, John East tripped. No. That was me. I was like, "Let's let Blue," because he tries to get in the refrigerator. He tries to get into the freezer.
Yeah.
And when you go to close it on him, he doesn't seem to mind. He's like, "No, I'll hang out in here." Like, "No, get out of there, buddy."
Well, we only keep the house at 70 degrees.
And you say only, most people are probably like, that's 2 to 3 degrees too high.
Yes. Well, Sammy West would
say. We're millennials.
Sammy West would say, "No, that's 4 degrees too high. Save on your electric bill." But I'm like, "I like comfort. Sammy West, I love you. It's my bad."
And he goes, "Oh, you ain't wearing a fleece. You ain't wearing a hoodie. You ain't," you know, it's like, you can keep yourself at 70 degrees without your bill being that high. He's not wrong, but I that's what I'm saying. I'm on your side.
Yes.
I live here and I pay the bills too.
But where I'm going with that is I think Blue might be a little bit too high at the 70 degrees. So he's trying to get in the colder areas.
He's definitely cold-blooded. He's a... He loves cold. Like, I haven't said it when he's a little kitten trying to get in. Like I said, when I try to shut him, like, jokingly shut him in the freezer.
He was for it.
He didn't get out. He was like, "Whoa, let me back out of here." He's like, "Let me hang out here." He would have probably, I could have probably shut him in there.
Yeah.
It might have been 2 minutes before he's like, "Meow." And not because he got too cold, only because he was like,
"I can't go nowhere.
No one's petting me in here. This is..."
Yeah.
"I'm eating somebody's shrimp, but..."
And notice, guys,
"I ain't getting no pets in here."
Notice, guys, we are losing our fourth co-host tonight, or quattro host, not co-host. That makes sense. There's four hosts.
Go forward with
it. I haven't heard one meow. You know what I think it is? He tasted free life. He feels defeated.
He was right outside now for a little bit. I took a cute picture with him. It blew up the Facebook.
Snappy chatting.
Everybody loved it.
I would say he's chilling out from being a little asshole today.
You got to rest at some point before you're going to be an asshole again.
Yeah.
So, before John West became John West again, he let Blue out. No big deal. Blue was just out there. I don't even know how long he was out for. It was probably a good, 20 to 30 seconds. It's not long, but, long enough where it was like, "Oh, shit." Like, I'm talking to the neighbor, "Hey." And I have him look over, "What's my cat doing outside the window?" "Hey." And he wasn't, he started to, put his arms up, "Yo, somebody let me in." I was like, "Hey, I'm Blue," walking over there, "Yeah."
Well, that makes my heart a little bit happier. He enjoys the inside.
Yeah, he came out and he was like, "Whoa, this ain't beautiful snow that I saw the other day. This is gross rain and slip and slide.
Disgusting.
I don't like this.
It's gross.
Michigan's gross." I was like, "Bitch, how do you know that word?" Then John and I walk down the back path that we talked about last week, how to get out of the house.
Yeah.
I feared injury and I'm talking a sprained MCL or a sprained ankle.
What do you mean?
I was so.
You would get that?
I was, yeah, well, no good deed never goes unpunished.
Oh, okay. So I'm we're walking on ice. He doesn't have any type of boots or nothing. Both of y'all need to get at least like some fucking ankle high boots.
I got
walk some, on shit like
I this. Actually had the most kick ass pair of boots ever in my trunk. I have not had to use them until now.
And you still didn't use them?
I still didn't break them out. So I'm keeping that clip handy when I gotta fire that shot.
I was wearing them boots like in the shit. I literally wore my boots to work with my tennis shoes in a grocery bag like I was in kindergarten. 92 again. Like.
They're pretty heavy. They are steel toed.
Yeah.
And they were a gift from the man, my man, Sammy West.
But that would have been the perfect time to wear.
Yeah, actually, and I don't know. What's John East trying to injure John West, the man? That's what it was.
He goes,
"Hey, wear your Crocs,
Ed. We created a monster."
That's
he's gonna blame, like, dude, who left all these crumbs
on the flat top?
He'd be like that. Obviously, it was John East or Tommy East. I don't know. I'm like, God damn it, you both can't be.
But yeah,
Tommy Crater.
No, that's Thomas.
Thomas Crater. Sir Carter.
Dried mayo.
Tommy and Thomas are two different people.
Human.
Thomas the Tank.
Now, anyways, so we push this old guy out. Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind the trenchless walk we did. We've wasted that time. Okay. John. And John Fashion walks slow. He's walking extra slow. I'm even like, kind of like, follow me. I'm walking in the snow. There's no ice here. I'm making footprints because
he's got tracks.
He's got his kitchen shoes on, dude. His restaurant, you know.
All I'm thinking about is my Vietnam fish that I'm gonna eat for dinner.
Vietnam fish.
Yes. That's a farm raised fillet. They call
I didn't know that was a new item on the menu.
But that's one of
you want fish from Vietnam.
That's one of Vietnam's biggest exports is sway, frozen sway. Tommy, what did you have to say? Real quick.
Well, just funny story. Found out when I worked at Charlie's, the fucking catfish was from Vietnam.
There you go. Yeah.
You hated it after that?
I was fine, but it's just like, why?
I ain't eating Charlie,
dude. We got catfish in the fucking rivers around here all over the place.
Yeah, the catfish we have that are eating, like, fucking diesel and I don't know. I'm trying to think of a way to be like, their catfish is cleaner, probably.
Maybe that's why they made a deal with Vietnam, like, bringing all your, you know, frozen.
What brought it up was
like, hey, we'll take our troops out of there if you give us some catfish.
Hey! There you go.
What brought it up was I had a table asked where the salmon was from, and it got me curious. I was like, Joe, where's the fucking catfish from? Sweet He's water? Like, you don't want to know. Yeah. I'm like, why? Now I really want to know. And he told me it's from fucking Vietnam.
Yeah, they're right next to the rice fields. They even do a
fucking Vietnam.
Yeah. But I mean, what they'll do is they'll a little pond area, maybe like a.
All right, hang on. We're getting back into it. All right.
Yeah.
We're heroes.
We are heroes.
Yeah. Me and the neighbor
saved the old man's life.
Are rocking the car. We saved this Rhodes life. It's beyond this man. He even understood, you know, I'm just a speckle in this timeline. You guys did the Lord's work. So me and Colt fucking rocking this car. John moseys on over. John West moseys on over and puts his hands on the car. And we get it. I go, dude, we need to open up the gates to get your car up to the driveway. He's like, I'm just trying to get off the road. I go, okay. So we eventually get it there with the touch of John's hand. No joke.
John West, not John East.
John West finally came back to life.
Yeah.
Started walking with us instead of trailing behind us, thinking of mean shit to say. Yeah. And this guy gets out of his car and he goes, let me give you the money in my pocket. We're like, that's unnecessary, sir. Please don't.
Yeah.
He goes, can I buy you a beer? And we're all kind of silent for too long.
So the first thing that comes to my head, okay, we just pushed you out of the snow, buddy. You driving the bar now?
That's literally...
Fuck it, guys, get in. We're going around. No,
that's not, that's not what I asked John and neighbor. I go, was he going to drive us to the bar? I go, a beer does sound enticing, but, like, do I have to go in his house? Like, hey, give me a beer for my walk home. You know, like, if you got a beer in the fridge, I'll do that, but, like, do I got to come pick you up?
He's pushing out of the snow. He says, I'll buy you beer.
I got to be the driver.
I got to drive, though.
The funny thing is, he could have got out of that spot on his own. He just did, you know, he's like, I'm an old dumb guy. He I think he might have left the bar. I swear
that's why he's like, fuck it, let's go back.
He's just like, can I buy you beers? Like,
well, he did give us one too many bless your hearts.
I mean,
after we're walking off.
Well, my heart felt blessed.
Bless you, by God. Bless your hearts.
How many times you slip and fall on the way home?
Two. No, almost in splits.
Almost once.
I didn't tell Tommy. Almost in splits. Yeah, because
I remember, like, I'm, like, in the door, so, like, opening the door, I see John, like...
And he's, goddamn!
What's going on?
And this is John West.
Almost did the splints. John West was back. That's when I knew.
Fucking last Thursday, whenever I stopped at Shooters, played a couple games of pool, I walked to the fucking gas station right next door to get fucking cigarettes, dude. It's Sunoco. I don't know.
This is Sunoco, yeah.
Well, they had $9 a pack.
Yeah. The ex that used to be here would call it Sunoco. I was like,
Sunoco.
I go, nah, bitch. We had that up in Michigan at Sunoco.
The ex did engineer gasoline for them.
But
I'm sorry, walking,
you know, the fucking parking lot was iced over, dude. I fucking almost slipped and I gave it the whoo! And I told Miss Virginia, I was like, you might get a laugh if you fucking go back and watch your cameras, because I fucking about ate shit out there. And if you got audio, it might be even funnier.
I don't think legally they can have audio. I could be wrong. Even the video of it's funny. Like, hell, when that... I tried to get the video when that beer can exploded in my hand months ago. I want to see, like...
Beer grenade.
Yeah, dude, the beer grenade. God damn, I was like... Ah! Now I see blood and it hurts.
What did it cost? Everything.
I mean, that's how you go viral these days. Yeah, look at, get a Ring doorbell and just wait till you do. It's like America's Funny Something. Yeah. It was like, hey, who's gets the most shares online? That's all it.
That's who wins the prize. You know, but it ain't no $10,000.
But they don't get paid or anything.
Now, you know, if you go viral.
You went viral, sick.
No.
Do it again, we'll give you money. $1,000.
Prove yourself, motherfucker.
And then you're like, fuck, I gotta fall down again. It hurt so bad the last time.
You know, one thing that, like, this is a random thought. I hope y'all agree with me. Like, y'all remember the dude that got, like, famous for, like, posting videos of him just taking shots in the nuts on YouTube?
As weird as this sounds, the guys that showed me that shit, I didn't find it funny.
Yeah, no.
They were about your age, and I don't know, I wasn't trying to say you found it funny, but like, the guys that showed me that was one of those, like, oh, I'm 18, 19, they're like, you know, my friend's friend, like, little bros from school,
like, your buddy fucking somehow gets popped in the nuts, like, accidentally. It's funny. You feel their pain, but it's like, it happened to all of us, you know.
I would be curious to look up the timeline of those videos, because that's kind of the joke that they use.
Oh, man, I remember seeing them when I was in, like, high school, and it's just like it...
No, but you remember the movie Idiocracy?
Yeah.
Like, one of the biggest celebrities in the world was the guy who was like, oh, you just kicked my nuts. Like, that was the name of the show, and it was just him.
Yeah.
Or yeah. It was like, did they parody that, or did that guy was like, oh, that movie was...
Well, I will say this. Bob Saget's America's Funny Song Videos had a lot of nut shots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, when they're accidental... Yeah.
Oh, I'm not saying...
They can be funny, but it's like when you're intentionally, like, you're spreading your legs...
You got a guy with
drop
a...
bowling balls on your nuts, like... Why?
Well, that's Jackass.
Why would you do that?
Well, that's Jackass forever.
It's like, no. It's like, you're wearing a wig and having people do this. You're no Jackass, sir. You're just an ass. Mm-hmm. But when Johnny Knoxville and Steve-O do it, we're like, dude, where do they come up with this stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's, I remember someone showing me those nut kick videos, and I was
Well, they did.
This, I don't get this.
I don't know if you guys watched Jackass Forever, but they did do a deal. There was like five of them. They tied like a brick around their nuts to see how far it would extend. Dude, that was the most painful fucking thing I've ever
seen. They did. Dude, they've done... Why don't you have Jackass? They've done the bowling ball thing even where... But, you know, I don't know. It was like... Likeable characters, maybe.
But guess what? Before
they make it,
or it
was
real. It wasn't like, oh, I'm walking out of my house and I got kicked to the nuts, and you know.
All right, y'all gotta be honest with me right now. Did you guys ever try to do VHS camera Jackass skits?
Oh yeah,
with your kids. Okay, yeah. I did too.
I can't believe you didn't.
No, I swear to God, I did.
Is there any pictures?
There's video, if it still works. I need a VHS tape player.
I got you.
But
Mel's got you. My sister got you. Doug.
But it's me, my buddy Dylan, RP, and two other guys. You know, I can only mention the dead legally.
That's fine.
But we did some crazy shit, and we filmed it. It was one of those shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
You know, VHS, like, you know, before they came out with the short. The small
shit
cams.
From the 90s, man. We used that into the early 2000s. My parents had the camcorder, but we couldn't use that. The kids could use the fucking... that fucking... What you see in Ninja Turtles. Did they ever talk about April's
April O'Neil.
April O'Neil. For a cameraman, that's the kind of camera we're talking about.
Yeah.
Is that 90s cartoon, 80s and 90s cartoon.
So VHS... So even way before... John West, before a John East, there was another character.
There was a John Southwest.
His name his name was Crash Brown.
Crash Brown.
So, hey, I'm Crash Brown. Welcome to Jackass. When we had the shoulder VHS recorders.
What'd you do?
So, we stole a bunch of people's like trash cans. Back then, they were aluminum. We stacked them up like bowling.
Did you give them back when you were done?
No, we left them. We were fucking...
menaces.
16 years old. So...
when old people are like, these guys are assholes. Like, trust me. I'm not going to lie to you. My friends... I want you to finish your story. Mm. But I had friends, like when we were 12, 13, maybe 14 years old... Mm. That they wanted to go reindeer tipping. We were in Michigan, lower part of Michigan, right before Christmas, for my birthday, for a hockey tournament.
Mm.
You know, people have reindeers in their yards. They wanted to go knock these motherfuckers. Turns out they got these like staked into the ground. So they run into one, and like it goes down a little bit. They bounce off it, but it comes back up. They're like, "What the fuck?" The ground's frozen. But I can see like it's like. Yeah, people are like, kids are fucking assholes. It's not even like kids are assholes these days.
Yeah.
Forever, but like you guys do.
No, dude.
Sorry.
So there was one manor. We did have one manor in Portland. That's where they sent all the retirees.
Yes. You know,
and they got treated like shit. So our favorite funny idea was, hey, let's go do this beside... the senior home in Portland.
Like, what are you doing?
The Jackass shit. Like, we're stacking all these trash cans up we stole.
Like, outside the old people's windows?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we do that.
I'm for this.
And there is literally a hill that goes down right beside. It's called Holland Manor in Portland. I hope it's not still there. We got away with this shit, and y'all treated senior citizens like shit. But anyway.
We were trying to give them a smile. And y'all treated them like shit.
Yeah. So we stack them up. We go 3, 2, 1. So three trash cans. Aluminum. This ain't like that. I don't know what the fuck that's made.
And not that WWE aluminum either.
No.
Like the legit.
The legit. It's hard. It might be WWE.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you dent this on somebody's head, they're fucking concussed.
So we did this by the lady. Of course, we're all like church boys. We did this by the lady we knew was nuts, mean. We did it right by her window. and her window happened to be like halfway down the hill next to the senior citizen center.
Were you taunting her?
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is the worst.
But no, it was a good idea. It was a good idea. I was killing two birds with one stone.
Okay.
So I'm getting back at the senior
citizen. I'm going to let you finish it. I just want to ask, do you want, you were taunting her?
Yeah, pretty much.
Alright.
She was mean, right, dude, in church.
She's like she lost her brain.
So half of it,
Jesus took her brain and not her body.
So half of it, we're fulfilling, you know, like our duty. Oh, Jackass comes out, they give the disclaimer.
Do not try this at home.
Everybody wants to try this shit at home. And then the B, you know, slash wash, sorry. I'm moving on. So, literally, I got a guy with one of those old school shoulder, like, VHS, like, so he goes, John, he told me action. Like a movie. I'm like, I'm Crash Brown from Portland, Tennessee. This is Jackass. Hey.
And so, what'd you do?
So, I got a spare. What's the bowling thing? A strike. I got a strike. You know,
with the garbage cans.
Yeah. Okay. I knocked all of them down. Right next.
If you didn't, you wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah, I know.
I just want you to know that.
I would have had a broken neck or.
No, if you didn't knock all the cans down, I would have heard about it. Been like, no, you can't move in.
Yeah.
I heard you got 5 out of 6. That's embarrassing. I heard what you did, and that ain't funny because you got 5 out of fucking 6. You'd be like, give me another chance.
Yeah. After y'all whooped my ass on Wii bowling, both of y'all, no mercy.
Well, no, I was gonna get into. Originally, there was another football, it was a golf thing I sent you.
Oh, Mr. John Daly.
Yeah.
Ooh!
But
didn't I send it to you initially?
I saw it before. I think you may have tagged me in it or something like that.
I sent it to a few people.
I'm sorry, I fucked that up. I thought you said attacked me.
I don't.
You said tagged me.
I try to not send you like every golf thing I see because I know you're not like into golf like I am. But there's things that you'll find that I think you'll find funny too, just because it's like, you know, a ha ha moment.
Yeah.
I will say this, Tommy. All of them are funny. It's a high volume. If I don't respond, I still probably find it
funny.
Tony.
See, if your name was on your shirt, I wouldn't have got it wrong.
Callback. We need the Hamas on the
back.
This is actually kind of funny. I was talking to fucking James at work about this the other day. So, like, on Facebook, like, you know, when you go to send somebody a message, like, you get all the names, and it's the people that you typically send a lot of fucking videos and shit to. You're never on there. Like, I have to go in and, like, search. Like, even though I send him shit, like, fucking.
He's never on there. I'm never on there.
No, John.
I have to search for you a lot of the time, especially on Tiki Tok.
And I'm like, dude, I send this motherfucker, like, 2 to 3 videos at least a day.
He knows. I never find it. It's like he's trying to hide from you. It's like, don't.
That's not what it is.
I'm kidding.
But no, it fucking baffled me. I'm like, literally, because everybody else that's like in my list.
Why did you send him so many friend requests?
Everybody else that's like in my fucking. People I send videos to, they're all right there except for John West. I'm like, fuck, I have to fucking go back.
Scroll down.
No, I just go because it'll let you search for a name. So I just fucking punch it in, then boom, hit send.
So there's Dave. Where's John? I deleted this person 8 months ago.
John.
Can't find. There's John West being John East. Be all sneaky and shit. I don't like that.
So, the title of this episode has to be John East. Like, that's it. Like,
maybe.
Just John East. No, no description, no nothing. Just fucking John East.
Yeah.
So I like that. He sends you videos that... Well, all right, so this is the common denominator. People send you stuff, you're like, I don't respond to anybody.
No,
but he does something. He does something.
I respond. You know.
I send him a lot of, like, old school Dusty Rhodes promos, because...
You guys do love that shit.
Yeah, we do love it. Yeah, we do.
So, well, a lot of the videos I come across are, like, even on Instagram or something. So maybe I'll try to send those to you through Messenger. Just send you some shit. I know you don't get on Instagram much, Tommy, but you got some good fucking videos in your DMs. I'm like, dude, this man, I don't like this shit. Damn. But... shit, I was going to get to, like, the second or third picture. No, I think it was the second picture.
Oh, shit.
I don't even think it was the third one yet. You guys saw about the... They leaked the Super Bowl
teams? On the fucking news station.
Ravens Niners.
That alleged Canadian news station.
Reba McEntire.
Usher.
Well, she was going to sing the national anthem.
And Post Malone.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was for sure thing.
Like, I saw that somewhere else, and someone was like, see, it's fucking rigged. I'm like, well, one, again, I don't, it might be a fake Canadian news.
Have you guys seen, like, semi-attractive ladies being turned into very attractive ladies by the AI?
Hmm?
On the Facebook.
No, I've seen girls trying to be like, this one kind of looks like me. Like,
that's what I'm talking about, baby. I'm going to Dusty Rhodes the rest of the way.
Well, I'm saying, do you think... the Lions have a chance.
Yep.
Or the 49ers. And the, was it 49ers and Ravens?
Yeah.
And I even saw a stretch meme where they're like, yo, look at the last colors. Like, I saw one person that the colors of the last five Super Bowls haven't been related to the teams. And someone's like, look, this one's the Chiefs. There's red. They wear red. I'm like, all right, well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
These two teams also met up for a Super Bowl like 11 years or no, 12 years ago.
What two teams?
Ravens, Niners.
No, we don't care about that.
It was the Harbowl because it was John versus Jim
but
Harbaugh.
How many people talk about that?
I mean, it was Super Bowl. I think it was 2012. It was Ray Lewis's fucking.
Oh yeah,
right. I don't think swan a lot of song. Are talking about
it's the way he's describing it, it's not correct, but. I mean, it's all correct, but, I mean, he's not eloquently elaborating.
You saw that picture I sent you of the Canadian news?
Yeah, where they leaked that it was Niners-Ravens.
Supposedly leaked.
Do you think Reba, fucking Usher, and fucking Post Malone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm doing the roundabout. The real Lions, guess what? Guess who they played? The Niners. Y'all remember that?
The Lucky From Behinders. Yeah.
That was the last time.
I said that. Go Lions, baby. Fuck them Niners. Sorry, Danny Sodes.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's going to hear this.
So, I will say this. Like, the Lions have a good shot in the fact that 49ers fucking cornerbacks and secondary aren't the best. And they fucking chuck the ball around. They probably won't be able. They're probably not gonna be able to run the ball like they did against the Rams and the fucking Bucks. But if Goff can fucking,
I value your opinion. Okay.
It's a good matchup for them as far as passing because they got weapons.
Was that the second picture we were talking about? That one I sent you.
The first one was the Lions. This the about 1957.
Wait, now
second one was the.
So you don't think
script.
It's conspiracy? I don't think it is.
No.
I didn't take any. again, even that excuse post. Me. I'm like, who knows? Someone could have made up a fake account. Some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still rooting Lions.
Yeah.
But here's one thing I'm curious. What you're rooting for? John Daly. That's the third picture I sent.
Yeah.
That's that gaucho.
John Daly's Detroit, though.
You were trying to talk. Is he from Detroit?
No, but no, he's Detroit.
He's from Arkansas.
Oh,
who's the fancy boy in that fucking meme? You got John Daly, a cigarette in his mouth.
Tiger Woods.
It looks like Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods is San Francisco, dude. Tiger Woods, San Francisco.
No. Read what you...
So, John Daly commented on the transgender playing on the LPGA Tour, saying, "I would have won 100 tournaments if I threw on a skirt and called myself a tranny. That dude is as feminine as a Ford F-150.
Yes, and I fucking love this. I saw this shit tonight.
Well, you don't like Fords?
No, I just say I loved it.
John Daly's a wild man.
Dude, no, he is, and
he gives zero fucks.
But well, John West likes motherfucking John Daly a Ford man.
John Daly. Well, I thought it was he saying. Was he talking shit about Ford? I was like, I can't tell.
No, but
we have our episode name. That it's tough to be.
What is PC? Tranny, transsexual.
What one do you think sounds best?
I have no idea.
Come on.
So that one, transsexual.
Tranny, transsexual, transgender.
If you shorten it.
What one do you think was? No, not one that's easiest to say. They're mad about that, but. You could figure this out in your own head to be like, what's your best to say? Is it gay or faggot or homo? You're like, John, which one do you think is best to say?
I shorten your name every single day.
Do you?
So
you shorten my
David
name?
Is two syllables or comp wait.
Syllables, yes.
Yes. Dave, that's one. It's easy. Tommy,
so
yours
it's a
are
syllable
equal.
It's a syllable thing.
Yeah. Mine's two syllables either way.
Yeah.
Tom, shut the hell up. Dave is talking to you.
But nobody is.
One syllable?
Nobody has ever called me Tom. Hey, I won't go by Tom. That's just
hey, congratulations fuck. On the new nickname, Tom.
No.
I will not.
You're a fucking tomboy.
I will not drink that.
Dude, on his
left.
On his left sleeve, you want to see Hamas or
Tom.
Literally.
Tom.
Literally. There's like two people in the world that call me Tommy. Okay. And I'm sitting with them.
Yeah, guess what? I started that, and other people call you Tommy, and it pisses me off. So
Nick picked it up, but really,
guess what?
That's
so
it.
Now I'm changing it to Tom.
But hey,
Tom Carter.
No, but hey, no shit. When outside of us, your name comes up, I use like your real name.
I'm gonna use Tom Carter
because I'm like. So I tried it
what do you
in
mean,
the
really?
Early beginnings. I was like, hey, Tommy.
The name shit.
Did you ever find that third picture that we were talking about?
Yeah, I just read it. John Daly.
Oh, now we got him. All right.
So I don't know how we fucking let over
Carter.
There.
Tommy Carter.
I don't know how we let over there.
Hey, Thomas J. Carter. What's your soj? No,
867-5309.
Oh,
what do you prefer the most? It's not enough numbers.
I got it. A guy got
3-3.
It.
4.
No, what do you prefer the most, though, out of all of it? Tommy, Thomas. Now I'm going to call you Tom for about 4 weeks. I'm sorry.
So,
I can't help myself.
I'm just so used to y'all calling me Tommy.
Yeah.
I literally go by Thomas to everybody else. Yeah. Like,
so this gave birth on what, Beer Olympics Day, right?
Sure.
I think it was the first Beer Olympics, too.
Tommy's mommy.
Yeah.
Boom.
Shrugging him off.
Yep.
What are we waiting for? Tommy's mommy.
Yeah.
I don't even remember which one that was.
I think, it,
I
was,
that
I think it was the
I
first
think Obama
one.
Was in office. I don't know. I can't remember for sure.
For Trump.
I think it was literally 2016 when we did it. Or 2015, maybe, like.
Trump daddy was in charge, man.
But yeah, that's where the Tommy thing. And
he never questioned me.
It was natural.
I didn't know. Like, it was very natural. Nobody ever questioned. Like, well, other people questioned me, but like Tommy never questioned. Yeah. Like, I'm like, dude, fucking Tommy's coming over. You should come hang out too. Like, Tommy who? I'm like, fucking Tommy Carter. What are you talking about?
It's like,
you mean Thomas? I'm like, okay, officer, yes. I mean, Thomas. Nobody calls him Tommy. I'm like, I literally only call him Tommy.
Well, I'm a little bit jealous, I'm not going to lie, because Tommy's got two names, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I John never heard Johnny's. No.
This is Johnny's.
He calls Will Todd, or Todd.
Mostly Todd.
I'm a little bit jealous about, you know, you guys having the second name.
I ain't got no name.
So, y'all got any ideas for what the second name... The first name can be the same, but if y'all want to change my last name...
John East. We've already changed it. Bam.
And boom!